right, Mitchell Harrison, Paris Supercross. Hit the ground a little bit yesterday. Probably too much for your liking, but yeah, today, not bad. I mean, you and Marsh going at it, a lot of that. What'd you think?
So much fun. This is a really cool event. I wish the first night didn't go so late to get some sleep last night. But it was so cool. Like, the crowd's amazing, and the dirt was really cool. The whoops were huge. You know, I think that was a little bit of my fault the first day. The bike was so good in practice, and it was a lot tackier, but it was too stiff for the night show. So it just kept grabbing my front. So I tried to battle, like, get past Marsh, and it just grabbed, went right into the hay bales.
Yep.
And then the sand, I was just fine, and then it developed a rut, like, randomly, and I just wasn't, I don't know. It grabbed again, went down. Then we made it softer for the third main, and that was a pretty good main. I mean, yeah, we had some DNFs, but
I'll take a fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, today was actually really good. I got back in Super Bowl. My goal was really to be in Super Bowl all weekend and just see how everything played out. But yeah, it was just a really cool weekend. I rode really well today, and you know, just a lot of confidence. I mean, the whole bike and team was great. And yeah, it's difficult to go on a new bike and a new team and right into Supercross against the best guys in the world. But I had a blast.
First time here. Yeah. So what do you make of the whole experience, the racing, everything else? Like, never mind your results, but just being here and doing this. This is kind of a legendary thing, you know?
Yeah. Phenomenal. I mean, it's an honor to get invited. It was so much fun racing. Everybody had good, clean racing. Lawrence Rivers had a lot of mishaps, but I think everything was pretty good night for everybody. I just love the crowd. It's really cool that I got sold out. These European crowds are something else. You know, I think honestly they're almost unmatched, unless if you go to Redbud. But it was just a great experience. I'm so happy to be here.
So Marsh was telling me that these whoops seriously were some of the biggest ones he's ever ridden, maybe the biggest ones. I mean, they were big, but I don't know. I've seen so much racing, but do you agree, or were they a little not that gnarly?
The way they were built was really good. You know, if they build stuff like that in Supercross, they're too soft, so they get too chewed out and it gets sketchy. These are just hard packed and grippy. So, that's why I crashed, the first time I hit them is because they were so
press day?
Yeah. First lap. Yeah. First lap. It was great. If you go on my Instagram, it's right there. But it was grippy, and I didn't expect that. And then I'm in new Alpine Stars, and my foot fell off. So I was just holy crap. But, I think it was a lot of bike setup.
Yep.
My bike worked really well in them all weekend. I was a really big fan of the whoops. You know, it's hard for Supercross to do that because it's just they always have soft dirt. So.
Well, and they'll tell you, too, there's a lot more bikes hitting whoops than over here, right? We got 80 guys, all those practices. So, because I've given the Dirtworks guys shit about these whoops and how they hold up and they steamroll them and whatever. And they always tell me, they don't have nearly amount of laps on them. So,
I mean, I feel like they've held up better in the past. There was one year at Glendale. I want to say it was 2019. Where the whoops were phenomenal. They were big too, and they just held up so great. If they could replicate that, I mean, yeah, you go from venue to venue, it's very difficult, but it's just hard. I don't know why they're so soft nowadays. I feel maybe build them first.
Well, we don't have lime anymore.
Okay, well there you go. Yeah, yeah
that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah. San Diego, I was part of that one.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, Dirtworks does a good job. It's just, it's tough. I get it. But I mean, these whoops were a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I tweeted this about your racing. You're here this weekend riding for Bud. Last weekend, you're in Germany riding the File Cowie. You've been riding a PRMX Cowie in America, CDR Yamaha in Australia. How tough is that to, because you're not bringing your suspension, you're not bringing motors or anything like that. You're just getting on these teams' bikes and racing and putting in good results. So how tough is that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
I'd say it's pretty tough. You know, I talk to a lot of riders, and they're like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm like, it's a dirt bike at the end of the day. They're all roughly the same thing.
Yeah,
they're a lot different. But, you know, when I went over to CDR, I mean, they give me every opportunity in the world to make a great bike. So that makes it a lot easier. And, you know, when I go to Germany and Paris, it's kind of like, what am I going to get? So that's a little scary. You know, seeing the whoops in Paris – and, you know, not knowing how my bike was going to react, I mean, that's a scary thing to go through.
Yeah.
But I was very fortunate that, all my bikes have been really good. Yeah, I would love to have adapted it better. You know, like everybody has their suspension.
Yeah.
You know, I think Cedric's on the same bike he's been racing on for months. I don't know what Marshall's on. I think he brought his suspension.
Yeah, no, he brought his stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have loved to, like, you know, adapted it. But honestly, like, here in Paris, like, it was working so well in the whoops, and it was very manageable, and I kind of knew what I was going to do, that I was satisfied. I didn't want to search.
Yep.
But, I mean, yeah, it's a very difficult thing to do against the best riders in the world, and I feel like I've been managing it well.
So you having fun doing all this? Like, is this a good time?
I'm having a lot of fun. Honestly, I'm tired. I'm excited to go back to Australia. I'm going to hate that time change.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to go home in December and, you know, just get back on the PR and Max bike and relax a little bit.
How bad is Phil's negativity dragging you down as a teammate in Australia?
Oh, my God. So... he's really fun, and he always wants to go and go do places, and me and my wife are very homebodied, but if I do one thing wrong, it is the end of the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I do a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people can attest to that, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
It's like living with your mom again.
It's worse. Yeah, it's way worse. Yeah. My mom's not nearly as harsh.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Thanks.